two. Sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He came to make blessings flow. No more lessons in sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. Joy to the world, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Joy, joy to the world, joy to the world.
Welcome to the Village Church Podcast Show, episode 22.
Man, I love that song.
Yeah, legit, huh?
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world. Matt Chandler, Josh Patterson here, joined in studio Not on the phone.
Not on the phone. That wasn't a recording.
No, live.
We're here.
In the flesh.
Here they are. Folk Angel.
All three of them.
Three out of four.
75%.
One flew away.
Well, where'd he go?
He's on vacation.
Yeah. He's on vacation.
Jackson Hole.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Man. Okay.
He's gonna play folk music.
Yeah. So, yeah, Folk Angel here in studio with us, and Folk Angel is none other than Hunter Hall, who happens to serve as the campus pastor at our Plano campus, Isaac Wimberly, who's the worship pastor at the same Plano campus, and then Jeff Capps, who does worship here at Flower Mound. And then Caleb Carruth, right? Caleb's here. He's out on vacation with his family. And so the four of you guys make up what is known as Folk Angel. So, man, thanks for being with us, guys.
Looking forward to this conversation.
Glad you're here. Part of our Christmas every year now.
Yep.
I love it.
So since 2009, that's when they became part of our Christmas.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. When did Folk Angel become a thing?
Thanksgiving of 2009, just about 6 days before Thanksgiving, some friends got together and started talking about how we could maybe make some Christmas music that maybe sounded a little bit different than what you typically hear this time of year. And so we just did a little experiment, threw three songs together one night, a couple nights, and then mixed it ourselves and had it on iTunes within 5 or 6 days. Yeah. And I think that album sold a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mostly to my mom.
There you go.
And she's a huge fan. And so we thought, hey, that was fun. We didn't really know if that was it, if we were going to do anything the next year. But started getting some cool feedback from people. Like my cousin, she was living in Paris at the time, and she was in a little cafe. And she said, hey, I heard your song over the loudspeaker in Paris. And I said, how in the world?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Is that possible?
Your mom mailed him over there.
She'd send him.
We talked about
Paris, Texas,
or Paris, France.
That's how I knew.
Paris, Texas, or
Paris, France.
Yeah, Paris, France.
Wow,
that's awesome.
That's how I knew my mom.
International,
was a fan.
Worldwide.
Who knew these guys? Now, international. It makes sense now. Like sometimes people stop me and they ask me, "Hey, do you know Folk Angel?" And I say, "Yeah,
I want to know them better."
Yeah,
that's all.
Here's what's crazy. Like if you think about like their stories, it's pretty fascinating. So like Hunter coming on as a sound guy, basically a production. Was he an associate or?
I was an associate production. I actually used to edit the podcast in this very room we're sitting in right now.
Really?
All right. Yeah, sound guy now, at our Dallas campus.
Now you're on the mic.
Now I'm on the mic.
Now it's only a matter of time. Jeff, I think he used to be homeless. Is that right?
I did. I lived in a little box in North Carolina under a bridge. And just did tobacco farming for a few years there.
You lived out of your car.
You got a background in music.
Yeah,
and
grew up playing since high school and traveled for a while. And now excited to continue to make music with Folk Angel. It's been fun.
Great. And then Big Eye?
Yeah, yo. I grew up listening to hip-hop music. And I was in
Wait. What was your band called?
The Big Red Rooster.
Wow. Still available?
I don't know.
I've got it. I'm gonna have somebody find that for me.
The Big Red Rooster.
I mean, it probably like CD Rooster. Baby or whatever it was back then.
Didn't Lecrae say last time that was one of his influences?
Yeah, that was one of his
influences. Okay, that's what I thought. He said without that record, he wouldn't be who he was.
Yeah. Wow.
Who's Lecrae? No, I'm joking. I came up listening to hip-hop music, and then the Lord did a good work and brought me to the Village, and then I started doing like kids' music stuff. It was awesome. And then, that was it. And then Caleb's a musical genius. He invented the triple strum, which Shane stole.
Yeah.
And
I started listening to him in fifth grade. That was
crazy. Stuff's getting real
in here. We've had a conversation about this going, I loved your music, and I think I was in sixth or seventh grade.
You were listening to him in fifth grade.
Like when I first became a believer early on.
Shane and Caleb album?
Shane, yeah, like the first one. Maybe not sixth grade, but it was early on.
Wow.
And he just always looks at me as like,
why you call him dad?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Hey, okay, so but real quick, the truth is, Caleb, it was Shane and Caleb.
It was
Shane Bernard and Caleb Carruth back in the day playing island parties at Texas A&M with no shoes on and trying to make their way, doing the triple strum. And so
it was.
I think Caleb says he put Shane on the map.
He did. I would say that's true.
I don't know what map, but it was a map.
There was a map there. So there is a ton of Christmas music. Mm-hmm. Usually the same 15 songs, just put in a different kind of category. Tell me, like, what kind of is driving you guys now to continue year after year rolling out new records of Christmas songs? Surely you've got to be running out of options.
Yeah, so we, our philosophy is to not, is to spend as little amount of money as possible in the recording process. So even from the songs we choose, we want those to always be public domain. And there's just only so many public domain Christmas songs. And so we're pretty much out of them at this point. We started to recycle some of those songs. And now we're actually kind of reaching deeper into the...
I guess writings of probably poetry and other hymns that we weren't aware of the years past. And it's been fun. That's been a... helped to be a really joy is to be able to research and see some older hymns and writings and poetry that we...
Now, are you guys like legitimately researching this, or as the year goes, as stuff pops up, or you kind of, you got like an Evernote file or something that you're dumping ideas into? And
I typically use, there's a Gatsby's hymnal. There's some, a couple old things where some of these, I can't even find music or melody to. There's that, and then there's some online research that we found through hymnals that are just really old, and so we pulled some stuff there that have been really awesome.
How many folk angel records are there now?
This was our seventh one.
Seventh one. Mm-hmm. Hunter, what's your favorite one?
This is probably my favorite one.
This one?
Yeah, I think I think sonically it sounds the best. I think I liked it the most because, again, that idea of most of the songs you've never heard. Yeah. The lyrics are rich from just these old poems, these old hymns that we've never heard. And then to put them to new melodies, it was a lot of fun. And then I think that just the ability to sing these songs, maybe even corporately, we've done a couple of these songs at our Plano campus off this album. And so it's been kind of neat to see, to make it feel even more kind of in the worship vein. Yeah. Even.
Well, and I know I'm biased, but the one that Lauren sings on is just so, it's a beautiful song, man. Beautiful song.
It is a great, that's a great song. And I love when she sings on these albums. She does such a great job. Mm-hmm. So this one's my favorite. Yeah. What do y'all, I don't know.
Jeff, what do you got?
The Headed Home album for me, or I guess it was the EP, was a really sweet album because we had been wanting to write, or I say wanting.
Was that the second one?
The second one. The second,
was,
second
come
album.
Come Now Long, Expected Jesus, so there was just, Hunter hit and
just goes. Just,
yeah.
I had one take in me and it worked.
Yeah,
it worked. It did work.
I couldn't sing it after that. We tried to get a better take and it didn't work.
Well,
so
you got the take that you needed.
It was a great, from the first song to the last on that EP, I thought was really great. Be able to write a song together, head it home, tell a little story about how I feel, how we feel around Christmas time, and just that whole progression. It was really a fun EP. So
it was fun. The on that album, I forgot this, the O Come Emmanuel got picked up on a video. It was put on Igniter, did a
Facebook
video.
Christmas or something.
Facebook Christmas, and it kind of went viral. Yeah. I think Conan mentioned it, one on his show about this Facebook video.
Conan? Barbarian?
Conan the Barbarian, the redheaded barbarian.
Wow. Oh, the talk show.
Talk show, yeah. But that would have been epic if Conan the Barbarian was like full
game. Really been something.
That was a fun album. I think that's really kind of where we felt, okay, this could actually be something more than just four friends sitting in a bedroom recording songs.
It continued to grow from the first one. There's always been this little push of something the Lord did that was just like, okay, let's keep going. People are actually listening to it. It's not just us.
So it's a thing now. Like, y'all are in.
We're in. It's a thing. Yeah, we're hopeful to keep putting out albums and even transition over into doing more just hymn albums, not necessarily Christmas, but doing some hymn albums that hopefully we can release around Easter.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna do Christmas and Easter then?
Mm-hmm. That's the hope.
Yeah. I don't know any other Easter bands, so we'll take that one too.
All right, I see what you're doing there.
Wow.
What about Memorial Day? I mean, you ought to just just start thinking through all the national holidays, or just kind of religious holidays.
Okay, let me ask you this. So you guys put a whopping 4 days into your first album, 5 days, however many, and then obviously it's changed since then. You put more time into it. Give us kind of a window into what it looks like. You all got kids, you got families, you got responsibilities here at the church. Like, what does it look like start to finish for Folk Angel?
So we will write throughout the whole year. And so we'll come up with little ideas, hear songs, find different hymns and things that have to do with Christmas. And we'll begin the writing process and compile those ideas. But then usually around October, we feel that push. And then it ends up being a whole lot of, hey, let's, after we get the kids down tonight, let's go over to Cubby's. So Caleb's got a...
Cubby's?
It's a new name.
That's, well, Cup Jeff Cup. Calls him Daddy, and then we all call him Cubby. So,
Papa.
So we will head over to Cubs, and then after we get the kiddos down, and we'll work until probably 1, 2, 3 in the morning, depending on what we're doing. And then eventually there'll be just a week where... our families, our wives specifically understand, like, hey, we're just going to go do this record. And so we just kind of hit it that week, and then everything gets done. So we'll plan all of our guest vocals and all of any sort of instrumentalists that we need to help us finish the record. And then we just go hard that entire week. And then that's pretty much it. We send it off for mixing.
Yep.
Mixing. We give some mixing notes, and then Caleb, you know, he owns Catapult Music, and so he puts it directly on iTunes whenever it's done. So
it's pretty sweet. Yeah. So in terms of just guest vocals, I hate that I've had conflicts every year, but yeah. I'm looking yeah. forward to 16.
Well, the invitation still stands.
Yeah, probably on that Easter album.
I think you have an Easter voice.
Yeah.
More of an Easter guy.
Like early morning.
He is risen.
An early morning voice.
Yeah. He is risen.
Resurrection, guys.
I love
no
it.
Big deal.
I love
no
it.
Big deal. Let me ask you this. So this year's album, Tell Us of the Night. What stands out to you about this one? What makes it unique? Things like that.
Yeah, I think just what I was saying earlier, just the fact that it's a lot of more deeper cut songs and poems that we've rearranged and put to tunes. And so I think it's more unique that way. Just thinking about the melodies, thinking about the choruses, they're more singable. And I think even on top of that, just to be able to have the unique guests that we had on it. Lauren was on there, a guy from Vertical Church Band and the guy from Citizens. And then just to be able to dig deep enough to find 10, 11 songs to put on an album was kind of special. So
some remix on this one.
Yeah, there's a great guy here at the campus in Flower Mound, Bryson Price, who does remix and EDM music, really gifted. And so he was kind enough to do some remixes for this record, which was really fun. Different flair and new idea. So it was fun.
I didn't see it coming. No, I'm there. I'm being lulled in and by the Christmas melody.
Hanging up lights.
Then I'm dancing.
Rave in the living room.
Here we go.
I got out the glow sticks, though. We went with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids love it.
So I think the cool thing, just for the Patterson family, is so this is 7 years in now. We're just used to Folk Angel. I mean, it's something that we look forward to every year, and it's just become part of a tradition. Is if you think about what that, how does that hit you? You know, because I know you're starting to hear that more often from more people and things
and
like
Josh
that.
The Josh Patterson just said.
Who?
The Josh Patterson.
I'm about to be the fifth member of Folk Angel in the same time.
I know.
The silent member.
Place you
yeah. We do feel that. Again, first year, we had no idea. We kind of just recorded it for ourselves, for our families, and then it just kind of went from there. And so in that, we do feel, it's not an expectation, but we do feel this good weight and pressure to create music. And like you said, like we've heard from people all over the world that this is starting to become part of their family traditions. And that's weird, right? Because this isn't our job. We're not doing this full time. Like I said, we're pastors, we're elders here at the Village, and so want to steward it well, but also realize that we can't devote months and months to these things. So, yeah.
I just feel, it feels like a really sweet opportunity for us to be able to join like people there in a way, kind of for in their homes for Christmas, be there, sing in some way. I know for our family personally, it's a big thing. The kids love it. They sing the songs and are excited about it. And so that's a joy, I think, just to be able to join in with folks.
Sweet. Isaac, you got something?
No, I'm good, man. I mean, poems, you know, that's it.
That's what you do. You got that and spoken word nailed down.
Let's hear it.
Well, let me just say a couple of things. You guys are about to play a few more songs. Look forward to that. And then you've got a live show this Friday night doing Yuletide. Just want to let people know about that, which is a benefit concert that Folk Angel. Yeah. Champions of Hope, which is a mentor-based ministry in South Dallas. And so y'all have done that for a few years. Mm-hmm. Played at Aggie Land a week or so ago. And I just want to let folks
more
know.
More shows this year.
Yeah. Look at these guys. Yeah. And
didn't see it coming.
Didn't see it
coming. That's our motto, by the way.
Yeah.
Didn't see it coming is the motto.
Didn't see it coming.
And then, maybe a good album name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good album name. Mm-hmm.
So if you want the music, you can get it on iTunes. And so, Matt, this is our last show.
Well, for the year, yes.
For the year, yeah.
Yeah, for the year. We're not going out like that, bro.
Not yet. Not with these guests.
We're going big.
Yeah, our last show, we're going big.
We'll offend someone big that can destroy us.
Favorite show from this year?
You know, it's hard to say. We've had a good time. I loved the content of some. I loved the character of others. So probably the most memorable was when you asked J.R. Vassar, lead question, what his real name was. Charlie Lee.
How hard of a question is that?
It's a lot. I don't know why he was so nervous about that. Like, he broke apart. He ruined the show.
He did.
He ruined that show.
His name is Charlie Lee.
Charlie Lee. But his Aunt Bert, I believe. She called him JR or she called him Charlie Lee?
Well, he just said you can't take naming advice
from a woman named Bert. Yeah.
Which is fair.
And maybe a little offensive to anyone.
Folk Angel, you guys listen to the show?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Number one fan, actually.
Yeah. Favorite episode? You got any memories, any thoughts?
JR was awesome.
Yeah.
Bob.
Oh, Sturm.
Bob Sturm. How great was that?
Huge. That was fun.
Remember that time I said I'd never listen to him, and he was like, well, I've listened to some of you. And I was just like,
that's offensive.
I apologize.
Folk Angel?
Yeah.
Folk Angel was good.
Who?
Huh?
The last one of the year.
It kind of lagged here and there. We had to redo it a couple times.
Ridiculous.
Karen Swallow Pryor.
Loved her.
She's sharp.
She's brilliant. Yeah. Cray last week was... I thought
that
it was incredible.
Great. That was fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's been a good year. Look forward to kicking this thing back off with episode 23 in February. And so I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you then. Now, a little bit more music from Folk Angel.
Can't wait.
All right. Glory in the highest high, Jesus praising in majestic.
Oh,
Spirit, 3